glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. Hope that it's there.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, September 27th, 2019. It's Friday. Oh, wow. It's almost the end of the week. It's been a crazy good week. Actually, I have to brag up my daughter. 3 days in a row now, she's gotten herself up between 5:45 and 6:30 without being grumpy or moaning or climbing back into bed. I'm like shocked. I'm thinking, wow. If she can keep this habit up, Holly will just be amazed. Holly's gone still about 4 more days, but Esther has been great. In fact, yesterday I had my men's group at 7 o'clock, and so I said, Esther, we're going to have to be up really early on Thursday morning. And she said, okay. And so at like 5:30 I was in the office working, and then she goes, Daddy, is it time to wake up? And I said, it is, Esther. Do you think you can get out of bed? And she was dressed and downstairs, even did me up some bacon. I was like, this is just, I'm like, wow, there's no having to yell or scream or hurry up. I'm thinking, wow, you know, if this could continue, it would relieve so much stress on my life. So I don't know if you've had that, Jason, but it's like, wow, it's been amazing.
No, I don't live in that world.
Well, it's only been 3 days. And actually, she's done pretty good otherwise, or I'd say fair. But the last 3 days, she's risen to the occasion, and I'm thinking, wow, a stress-free morning? Could this ever continue? I don't know. I'm pretty happy. So she's earned 2 different visits to Jarlene's. You know, there's been rewards.
See, it's a cost-benefit analysis.
Yeah, that's
she's
right.
Looking at what she's going to get. Yeah, now I see why it is.
And I did say yesterday, if you could pull off, get it up early, there'd be ice cream. While I'm in my men's study, you could use the iPad. And I said, you get to pick where we go out to dinner.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, I've kind of baited it, or I've put some incentives in place. Anyway, hey, we're going to have some incentives in place here, because maybe at the end of the program we'll be giving away a ticket to a special Good News production that's coming to the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet a week away, a week from today. It'll be a Friday and Saturday performance of the CHM Bible Theater Productions. So we have a special guest in the studio joining Pastor Jason and I to talk about this. And Jason, were you the one that said, hey, we'll host it? Or Crystal, did you contact Jason and said, might you entertain the idea of having your church be a place?
My car broke down.
Okay. Yes. So how did this all work out?
Okay. People like this. So my car broke down.
Now, and your car, did it get repaired by Jesus?
Yes. My car gets repaired by Jesus. And so while I was there, Jesus said, you should host this production. It would be a great idea.
Yeah.
So, I mean, way was of the Lord then. So
yes.
What could I do? I mean, Jesus had spoken. Actually.
And this Jesus we're talking about.
Actually, my car did break down. And the gentleman who works at the place where I get my car worked on, Mark, he played Jesus in the production when you and I saw it. I think it was last October. Last October, right after we got the day after we got back from Israel.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
yeah,
so we were figuring out jet lag. Would we stay awake throughout it? But it was really well done.
It was. I stayed awake through the whole thing. But I was there, and he said, you should really think about this. He's a member, I think, on the board also of the CHM Bible Theater Productions. And so he kind of put the bug in my ear. But like with a lot of things, I go slow. So I kind of, Crystal, I think, emailed me, and I just kind of pray about it. I want to know if the Lord really wants to do this. If this is really what he wants us. Because so many things we can do. And so you got to stop and say, Lord, is this really what you want me to do?
Yeah.
And so, just through conversations led that to happen. And so Crystal, who's here with us today, now tell us a little bit about this, because it's not only that you kind of help gather it together, you know, you help the actors put it together, you have the vision for it all, but you wrote it too, right?
I did, with the help of the Holy Spirit. Couldn't do it all by myself.
This is like my car. I can't fix my car without Jesus. You can't write this thing without the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. It's amazing how God moves, and I'm not even sure how I contacted you or how I even came about.
But don't even go there. Go backwards a little bit. How did you decide to write it? Because there's a couple of pieces. Number one, it's very well written. though you steal a lot of the words from God. So I think that helps out so much.
Is plagiarism, if the Holy Spirit's inspiring.
I don't think it is. I think it's inspiration. But, yeah. I mean, it is very well written. And then the music that goes to it is very well done. And so, I mean, all the pieces in place are very... So talk a little bit about how that came about.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, sure. Thank you. And, you know, I'm just so passionate about the Bible. And I think just by reading the Bible, understanding the stories in the Old and the New Testament, I get these images of how it would look, how I could visualize Adam and Eve, you know, on stage, or Moses and Elijah, or even Jesus, mm-hmm. you know. And then, of course, Satan as well, you know, mm-hmm. who's real. And so I believe just as I begin to imagine this, I begin to write and allow the Holy Spirit to move me as I'm writing, just to kind of illuminate His Word through drama form. So, yeah, so I think that's how it came about, and I just kept writing and kept writing and kept writing and putting the pieces together to tell the story of Jesus, mm-hmm. to share His love, His truth, which is the Word, who was made flesh and dwelt among us, mm-hmm. you know. And so I began to write, and it just all came together. And I will tell you, it's like as though I couldn't stop writing. Mm-hmm. And then each person that plays the character of God, see, God sends us a Word, and He heals us. And so even though it's in drama form, it's like these characters, these roles that are being played, these characters are actually coming to life mm-hmm. on stage. The actors are learning the scriptures, they're studying it, they're becoming the actual character of the day back then, and just bringing it to life.
Yeah, it's really interesting because there's a number of folks from our church, you know, not predominantly, but there are some folks from our church who are acting in the production. Mm-hmm. And so one of the gentlemen who plays Moses, he sent me a text over the weekend because he went on a little road trip, and he went out to the desert. And so he sent me a picture of him with his beard in the desert, and he said, I'm trying to find my character more. And I said, good. Great.
And he's doing a very great job. In fact, he has said, Crystal, how about, you know, Moses actually had a speech problem. I'm like, yeah. I said, go ahead and try to stutter. Do it. I don't know if I can do it or not. You know, but he's really working on that. But
so do you think that maybe drama is a form of communication that we have that maybe people don't think about using enough or don't think about employing enough where the Bible is concerned?
Absolutely. I do think it's a way, it's a form of ministry as I see it. Because some people, they can come to church every Sunday, they hear the sermon, but when you see it visualized, you actually see that, and then the person, the congregation can relate to that character. Mm-hmm. It's dramatized, but it's visualized, so they could see it. And then mm-hmm. the good thing about this particular production, it's the truth. It's God's word. It's not like just a story made up. It's a story that is true.
And, now, this is the third or fourth, let's see. So last year we saw it, Jason and I and our family, and some of our family members, and loved it, appreciated it. It was so well put together with the sound effects and such. And then you had it at Church of Living God, Pillar Ground of Truth, mm-hmm. I think in the spring or earlier this year.
Yeah, it was presented five times. Four times at the Soto Theater in October, and then we did it at Church of Living God in January,
January.
Of this year. And so this will be our sixth, seventh, and eighth performance.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So if somebody's listening in, they're like, oh, this sounds good. Maybe I'll bring my children or neighbors or friends. What would they expect, and how do they get tickets?
Oh, yeah. They can definitely bring everyone. It's welcome, even the kids as well. There's actually a kids scene where there's a bunch of kids running up on the stage, and so it's very, very kid-friendly. So, yes, you can definitely purchase tickets at chmbibletheater.org, and tickets will also be available in person the day of the show.
And in person, the day of the show is at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, right on Route 47 and Riverbend Boulevard. Yeah. So basically, you can take either 72 or 74 if you're coming from Champaign, heading west. Mm-hmm. You get off on 47, and it's right in between 72 and 74. Mm-hmm. So basically, 3 or so miles, whether you go south or whether you head north, but right on Route 47, you can't miss the church.
Yeah, it's 102 West Riverbend Boulevard. Mm-hmm. That's the exact street address.
So there's three different performances. What are the times?
We have a performance on Friday night at 7 p.m., but doors open at 6:30, so come early. And then on Saturday at 3 p.m. as well as 7 p.m.
So Friday, October 4th, 7 p.m., Saturday, October 5th, 3 p.m. or 7 p.m. Ticket prices are $15, mm-hmm. $12 for students
with ID.
Purchase those in advance at chmbibletheater.org, chmbibletheater.org.
And that's next week?
Yeah, that's next week. Week from today.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah, that's really unbelievable. Soon.
So talk about the music, too. Now, I agree with you because, you know, a lot of times when we read the Bible kind of, I don't know if I want to say we read it from a distance, but I think we also read it academically. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, we miss a lot of the ways that God used drama and dramatic moments. Like the prophets throwing sand up in the air, the prophets taking off all of their clothes, different things that they would do to act things out. The Pharisees, even to show their frustration, would rip their clothing. Mm-hmm. Different things that would be dramatic, and they would be for effect to show how we feel about something. Mm-hmm. And so I think that drama is really a great way because it not only it stimulates our ears, and I want to hear about the music, but it stimulates our eyes too. Right. And so sometimes I think when we look at the Bible, we just kind of think academically. I kind of read it or I listen to it, and that's really all I do. But I think the drama actually helps to invite us into those moments by giving us a frame of reference for how they might look, mm-hmm. you know, what they might feel like. And I think the music is a really huge part about that. So talk about that, because you got the music from kind of an unlikely place, I think, in terms of when I tell people, well, this is where the music is from, they're like, how did she do that?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Because the music comes from the people who do the Ark Encounter in the Creation Museum, correct? Answers in Genesis.
Yes, and I call them, and they gave us permission to even use that in between things. Yeah. And so, because it's a Bible theater, right? What's Ark Encounter? So, so I got that. I'm just thinking just to match that up with the different things throughout the program.
It was just amazing, though, because those are big kinds of, especially the Ark. We've been there. Big. It's huge. But I mean that organization would allow you to use that music is amazing.
Yeah. And I think because they appreciate what we're doing, and it's the Bible, and they love it, too, obviously. You know, we know it's Ark. I mean, it's amazing. I've been there as well, too, so it's beautiful there. Even the Bible Museum is also beautiful, the Creation Museum. But to see that and put things together, God is definitely artistic. He's creative. Mm-hmm. And to see that even the stories of the Bible about David dancing before the Lord, and he played the harp too, right? So it was music.
The man's man. We've talked about this before.
Let's just be honest. The guitar hadn't been invented yet, so he had to go with what he had. But I don't think the ladies were like, "Look at he's playing the harp."
But he was excited. He was enthused about it, and so that's why I think even with this Bible production, I'm so excited and so enthused about it because it's God's word. It just does something to you. It's inspiring. It's alive. It really is, and that's how I see. It's not just words on a page. It's like alive, as it says. You know, the word is powerful.
And you're kind of all in on this because I know a little of your history. You've been praying about this and saying, Lord, I'm working full time. I have these other jobs and other things of interest. And,
waiting here. You're
and
years.
Lord, are you sure this is what I'm supposed to devote my time, energy, and efforts towards? Mm-hmm. And so you literally gave up your full time, secure job and are stepping out in faith and working with all these volunteers and people to help pull this all together. So talk a little about that journey of where God says, okay, it's time. You're about to be stretched. You're going to be leaning into me a lot more than you ever have. You've built up your faith, but how's it all working?
Yeah, I'm kind of like Pastor Jace when he was talking about the waiting period, the watching, the waiting, and praying to make sure that you're in tune with God and God's Spirit. And I was excited about coming from Chicago, coming down here. Oh, I'm going to do the play. I'm going to do whatever. But I had to wait and watch and pray and wait until God opened the doors. So when I felt like, you know, how you get this nudging in your spirit that, you know, this is definitely God, and God says that his sheep know my voice. Mm-hmm. And so I knew it was God tugging at me. I'm going to have to quit a job. I'm going to have to go full time. There's no way. So I still waited, as we struggle sometimes, about 6 to 8 months. This is it, you know. And so then I waited, and when I waited and prayed, and then as soon as I quit, it's like God just starts. It's like there's just zeal that came, and then God began to send people, you know, and God always does it. He's given me this measure of faith to where I trust God's going to do. He always does. Right. He always sends people, even when one person can't do it, and we do have some new people that's part of the cast now, but I was concerned about that. Oh, my gosh, people's schedules have changed, but God always sends people to do what he's doing, and it's not me. It's something that he's doing, and so when we yield to the Spirit of God as a vessel, a minister, to minister to God's people through what he's calling us to do, then I think that's when God really can work, when we get out the way.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah.
But like you said, it's not always easy.
Oh,
there's always that faith, that tension of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, how are you going to pull it off? Lord, what have I done? And then, you know, he answers prayers or he supplies the needs or the funds come in or those with expertise show up to assist.
Yeah, I keep seeing him doing it over and over and over again. And because of that, it's filled my faith all the time. Even when others can't see it, because I've seen God work in the past, he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He doesn't change. It's something that he's doing it, and it's his divine will, then he's going to do it. He will not fail, and he never does.
I think you shared it last Friday where you were counseling or sitting with some senior saints and they were kind of uncertain or fearful over some things and you had to kind of bring out, hey, has God supplied in the past? Do you remember where God allowed this to come together and he provided here and here? And they had to just be reminded, oh, yeah, you know, all these years he's been there for me. And we sometimes just get caught up in the circumstance or we get fearful or whatever and we forget that God always is faithful. He's faithful to his cause. He's faithful to his people. His will is going to prevail, but we need to sometimes just be reminded, oh, yeah, you know what? He did come through here. He did come through here. And like you said, you said your faith is being built up. And so I think, there's that Hebrew, I don't know if it's a proverb saying, you know, from strength to strength where you build on, the foundation being the Lord Jesus Christ, and you build on the ways he's obviously proven his love through an unbelievable act of sacrificing himself, but so much more where he's given us the life breath we even have today.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I notice again, too, a lot of times when we present the production, it's the gospel message of Jesus Christ. He said to go, according to Mark 16:15, and spread the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Well, we've chosen to do it through the arts. And so when we do that, those are saved. I believe unbelievers give a life to Christ. You know, the body of Christ is uplifted. They're edified by God's word. So, yeah, it's amazing what God does.
Well, isn't it amazing, too, that we would kind of say that the gospel only gets shared certain ways? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, because the Bible itself gives testimony that the heavens declare the glory of God, that each flower and each bird and each tree sing the gospel message out, and that the gospel message is in song, in drama, it's in sermons, it's in exposition, it's in all different kinds of ways. And to say, well, it only is kind of this way or that way, is to take God and make him smaller than God really is.
Yeah.
You know, everything declares his glories because all things were made through him and by him and for him. And so we have to trust in that. And sometimes I think it's well, me personally at least, it gets frustrating when people are like, well, I don't know, that's just this. And I go, oh, gosh, why would you discount that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't even know, because God loves to use the foolish things. When that Christian musician strums a chord or plays a note on the piano, that note is enough to save a person because God authors that. And his spirit moves that. And so we just have to be wary of putting these roadblocks up and saying, well, God only does this or God only does that. God works in a myriad of different ways. And sometimes they're just not, let's just be honest, sometimes they're not the way we want because they're just part of the process of moving somebody towards the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I mean, maybe this next Friday or Saturday, you'll invite a friend who will come to you at the production on October 4th at 7 p.m. or Saturday, October 5th at 3 p.m. or 7 p.m. And maybe this is not the moment that your friend will jump up and say, I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. But maybe this is part of the process as they move along through, as they learn more about what the message is, as they embrace more of what his grace is, as they try and understand and hear the voice of this God who's calling them forward. And so I would just love if everybody went out and bought a ticket, you know, just right now. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't
yes,
it be great
it would
as
be.
As they're listening to this right now at 7:32 a.m. that all of a sudden the CHMBibleTheater.org gets a little slow because everybody's on there buying tickets.
Oh, gosh, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, I'm planning on going, and I've seen it twice, but for those that are saying, now, what's it going to be like? Like, paint the picture of what happens. Somebody's going to walk in, they're going to be seated. What should they expect?
I don't want to give it away, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's
a
whole story.
Yeah,
it starts at the beginning.
Yes.
And goes all the way to not only the cross, but the celebration after the cross.
Yes.
And so it is the whole story. So for somebody who didn't know the story, they walk away, I feel like, knowing the story. And not just knowing the story, but experiencing the story and being able to say, gosh, I know what that, I felt like maybe. I felt something there. You know, it was interesting that my daughter said many times now, my daughter's in the production, she loves it. She's Slave Girl 3. Which I'm embracing that. I said, get over here, Slave Girl. But she said to me, she goes, Dad, the guy who plays Satan is scary.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, is he acting scary or is Satan scary? And she goes, Dad, he makes me know Satan is scary. And I think that's so important in a culture that wants to take Satan and make him less scary.
Yeah.
That Satan truly is menacing. He truly is scary. Mm-hmm. And so that experience with the gentleman who plays Satan is a great experience where you walk away and you go, I don't want anything to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing about it is that he's actually speaking the words of God according to Scripture.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the words of God, again, which is truth. Yes, it is a little scary, the first part, but it's the truth. It's the word of God being displayed through a character acting out that particular person in the Bible or the Spirit. Or what.
And it's amazing. And I would just say this as, you know, we close the program, is that you have done such a good job at making this production not only visually appealing, not only appealing to the ears, but there's a level to the performance that I think is really great. In fact, I said to Mark the first time when we saw it together, I said, well, I've been to a lot of these things and they've not always been so good. And I said, this was really good. This was really well done. I mean, the level of presentation was just top-notch. And you could tell that God's Spirit was in it, and everybody was lined up there and just glorifying God. And so, I just want to thank you for that, number one. And number two, I don't know why you haven't bought your tickets yet.
Yeah.
I mean, you should already have gotten them.
Those phones should be ringing.
I know.
The website should be, like,
that's right. So if you need tickets, you get your tickets at chmbibletheater.org. Now, if you're not an internet-using kind of person, you can call 217-407-3022, 217-407-3022. Those tickets are $15 a piece, $12 if you're a student and you have an ID, and you have three opportunities. You have Friday, October 4th at 7 p.m., doors open at 6:30, or Saturday, October 5th at 3 p.m. or 7 p.m., and for those shows, doors will open at 2:30 and at 6:30, respectively. And so they'll also be some snacks there. It'll just be great. But come out, join us, and see the Bible come to life. See this story in a way that maybe you haven't seen it before. Bring a friend who maybe hasn't heard the story. Buy them dinner beforehand because you love them. And come out and see it. We would love to have you there.
And I'm thinking if they come out on Friday, October 4th, then they can return on one of the Saturday shows with other friends and family members. So it's worth coming. We highly recommend it. I think you'll really enjoy it. And I hope to see you either Friday, October 4th or Saturday, October 5th. Find out more, chmbibletheater.org, chmbibletheater.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Pastor Jason Schiffo, and Crystal Hoag with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day, night, and weekend.